You're listening to SBS News.
The sound of relief as Italians emerge from their homes to mark the end of Europe's longest lockdown. Armed with face masks, locals snaked around Venice's iconic canals. Others reunited with loved ones. Since its outbreak in February, coronavirus has claimed the lives of more than 29,000 Italians, the second highest death toll in the world. More than 211,000 people have been infected, but new reports suggest Italy's death toll is far higher than reported. The Italian National Institute of Statistics has revealed an extra 11,600 deaths unaccounted for during the February to March period. The Statistics Bureau fears the figure represents those who were not tested or treated due to the country's strained health system. Meanwhile, the United States has started tentatively easing lockdown measures in an effort to revive the economy. It's a process New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says will be more complex than its shutdown.
Close down was relatively simple, right? You go into the basement, you throw the big power switch, and everything just goes down. Close the businesses, stay at home. It was a blunt operation. And when that was done all across the country, just stop everything now. When you go to restart the reopening, now knowing what we know, it's more nuanced. You have to be more careful.
Easing social distancing measures may come at the expense of hundreds of thousands more lives. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington is forecasting nearly 135,000 coronavirus deaths through to the beginning of August. The projection almost doubles the number of deaths foreseen since its last estimate in mid-April. World leaders are pledging billions in the hopes of fast-tracking a vaccine. Australia, Britain, Japan, Canada and Saudi Arabia are just some of the countries contributing to the fund, worth $12.5 billion. Japan made one of the larger contributions, putting forward $1.2 billion. However, there has been silence from the US, Russia and China. French President Emmanuel Macron says he hopes the US will join the global initiative.
I'm confident that the United States will join in. Today, they are of course on the sidelines. In no way does it compromise the development or slow down our initiative, but we're continuing our dialogue.
The funds were pledged during a video conferencing summit hosted by the European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen. She says a global effort is necessary.
And we must ensure that they are available and affordable for all. And this is why we must all chip in to finance this truly global endeavour.
Equal access to medicine for developing countries was a sentiment echoed at another virtual summit. Indonesian President Joko Widodo raised concerns with members of the non-aligned movement, the heads of state of developing nations not formally aligned with any major power bloc. Investigation into the origin of the virus continues to take the spotlight, with the World Health Organization saying many claims are speculative. WHO's Health Emergencies Program Director, Dr. Michael Ryan, says the organization has not received any evidence from the United States government to support claims coronavirus originated from a lab.
Like any evidence-based organization, we would be very willing to receive any information that purports to the origin of the virus, because as Maria said, the origin of the virus is a very important piece of public health information for future control. So if that data and evidence is available, then it will be for the United States government to decide whether and when it can be shared.
The comments come after US President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said they viewed evidence suggesting the virus could be from a Wuhan Institute of Virology lab. Globally, the total number of coronavirus infections has surpassed 3.5 million. A quarter of a million people are known to have died, and over 1.1 million have recovered. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.